You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis, at his weekly general audience, appealed for the hard-hit people of South Sudan, where the government this week declared a famine in some parts of the country. In the catechesis portion of his audience, the Holy Father said that self-centeredness and sin corrupt the beauty of creation, but that God turns creation's groans into hope for new life. Devon Watkins has more.
Pope Francis appealed for the suffering people of South Sudan, where, he said, a fratricidal conflict is compounded by a severe food crisis which condemns to death by starvation millions of people, including many children.
E più che mai necessario l'impegno.
He called on all involved to commit not to stop at making statements, but also to provide concrete food aid and to allow it to reach suffering populations. The United Nations this week warned that areas hardest hit by war and a collapsing economy have left around 100,000 people facing starvation in South Sudan, while 1 million others are at risk of famine.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
In the catechesis portion of his audience, Pope Francis continued his reflection on Christian hope, drawing inspiration from St. Paul. He said that Paul reminds us that creation is God's gift to humanity so that we might enter into relationship with God. But when we are self-centered and commit sin, the Pope said, we break our communion with God, and the original beauty of human nature and creation is marred. So rather than show God's infinite love, creation bears the wounds of human pride. Pope Francis said the Lord does not abandon us, but offers us a new horizon of freedom and salvation. He said St. Paul reminds us of this truth by inviting us to hear the groaning of all creation.
Se facciamo attenzione, infatti, intorno a noi tutto geme.
In fact, he said, if we listen attentively, everything around us groans. Creation itself groans, we human beings groan, and the Holy Spirit groans in our hearts. He said these groans are not sterile or inconsolable, but they speak of the pangs of birth. They are the groans of one who suffers but knows that a new life is coming to light. Despite the many signs of our sins and failings, the Pope said, we know that we are saved by the Lord, and even now contemplate and experience within ourselves and all around us signs of the resurrection, a new creation. He said the Christian does not live outside of this world, but in it, and so has learned to read all things with the eyes of the risen Christ. And when we are discouraged or tempted to despair, Pope Francis said, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid.
Ci viene in aiuto lo Spirito Santo.
He said the Spirit sees for us beyond the negative appearances of the present and reveals to us even here new heavens and a new earth, which the Lord is preparing for humanity. I'm Devon Watkins.